This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, good morning, everyone. Hello, hello, and welcome back. Today is April 30th, 2024. It's the last day of April, and today is a Tuesday. So let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. We're going to be talking about pets a little bit today. So today's sentence is, Adoro I gatti, ma non vorrei averne uno. Think about that sentence. Let me say it one more time. Adoro I gatti, ma non vorrei averne uno. How would you say that sentence in English? Think about it. And at the end of today's episode, I'm going to explain how I'd say that sentence. So guys, let's begin with today's one big thing. And we're going all the way out to Japan. Yes, such a beautiful country. My heart, a piece of my heart, is still in Japan. In the years 2017 and 2018, I actually lived there. I was an English teacher, as I am now. So my teaching career truly began back then. But I'm not here to talk about my own personal experience today. There is something unique about Japan, something interesting and fun that I found out. As always, when I research podcast episodes, I come across some crazy topics. And today's topic is about an island in Japan. The island's name is Aoshima. And this island is special because it's not a human island. It's an island of cats. In fact, it used to be a human island. And as some of you probably know, the elderly population of Japan is very high. So a lot of elderly people were living on this island. As you get older and older, eventually you pass away. And many humans who lived on Aoshima Island did pass away. And they left behind many cats. Cats that kept reproducing and reproducing. And their population was growing and growing while the human population was going away. In fact, way back in 1945, this island was a fishing village, a small little island popular for fishing, and the population was around 900 people. Fast forward to 2013, and the population was only 50. If you keep going forward still, from 50 in 2013, the population decreased to only 13 in 2018. And now the population is estimated to be roughly 5 people. Guys, 5 people live on the island. And almost 200 cats live on the island. So this island is basically dedicated to cats at this point. And there are some interesting photos. There are literally areas of the island dedicated to feeding the cats, giving them food. A lot of the cats have the same orangish, brown, white color. So you can tell these cats are definitely related. And there are so many of them on this small island. The thing is, cats depend on humans to survive. They are domesticated. They are pets. They are not wild animals. So in 2018, the Japanese government decided to neuter the feline population, which means sterilizing these cats so that they couldn't keep reproducing. And the reason behind that is simply that there are so few humans to take care of these cats. So eventually, in the future, this will no longer be the cat island, because since there are no humans, in theory, there shouldn't be cats either. And in case you're curious, if you ever want to go to Aoshima Island, it's a small island. I'm sure most of you will never make it there, but just to let you know, you can reach it, but of course, only by boat, because it is an island, and it takes about 30 minutes to get there from the nearest city. Anyway, I think now is a good time to switch over to today's question of the day, and it's a classic question that I'd like to talk about. The question is, are you a cat person or a dog person? And that's a tricky question for me, because the truth is I'm not a cat person, but I'm also not a dog person. Don't get me wrong, I like these animals. I think they're cute. I think they're adorable. But I've never had a dog. I've never been a dog owner. Growing up, my family had some cats, but that was many years ago. And for the last 12 or 13 years, I haven't had a cat either. So I haven't had a pet for at least 10, 12 years. And that's why I'm really not a cat person, and I'm really not a dog person either. I think they're cute, but to be 100% honest, I don't want a cat, and I don't want a dog. I just don't want pets right now. Maybe one day in the future, I could. But right now, my lifestyle does not allow me to have a cat. Some of you guys know, I'm traveling around, I'm going from place to place. I wouldn't say I just have a stable life with a home where I can have a pet. And on top of that, I'm kind of a minimalistic person. I like having few things. I don't need to collect more and more stuff. And it's also because, yes, I am often moving around from place to place. I don't have too many belongings. And I definitely should not have a cat or a dog. It's not a good time in my life to take on that kind of responsibility. If I had to choose between being a cat person or a dog person, I would definitely choose cat. First of all, because I've never had a dog. Second of all, because cats seem a little bit easier. They're easy to take care of. They don't demand too much attention, too much work. When I look at dog owners, I realize how much it is. It's not a child, but taking care of a dog is a big responsibility. And I'm at a time in my life where I do not want that kind of responsibility. I see people of my age who have dogs or even families, and I respect it a lot. But I also see how much time they have to dedicate to their pets. And maybe I'm selfish, maybe not, but now is not the time for me to have a pet. I'm curious about you guys. I feel like in Italy, dogs are so common and so loved. I think most of you guys are dog people. At the same time, I know many Italians who love cats as well. So feel free to let me know. Are you a cat person or a dog person? And now we can continue with the answer to today's translation challenge. So remember, today's sentence was, adoro I gatti, ma non vorrei averne uno. And before I tell you how to say this sentence in English, let me just remind you that I have an online English school. So if you like my podcast and you want to go even deeper with English, you can do that at bringinglese.com, and I'm certain that you will like it. So check it out. And now, how to say, adoro I gatti, ma non vorrei averne uno. To say this in English, I would say, I love cats, but I wouldn't want to have one. All right, let's start with adoro. In English, yes, we have the verb to adore, but it's just more common to say I love. It's a very common phrase. So we're going to say I love cats, but non vorrei averne uno. Well, vorrei is from the verb volere, and it's in a negation, and it's a conditional. So we can say I wouldn't. There's the conditional. There's the negation. And the verb is want. I wouldn't want. After want, of course, we use an infinitive verb. I wouldn't want to have. And you don't want to say it because that's too specific. Non vorrei averlo. You want to say, I wouldn't want to have one, a cat, a dog. Because we're not specific here. We're speaking in general. I wouldn't want to have one. That is correct. So this sentence is, I love cats, but I wouldn't want to have one. And that is the answer to today's translation challenge. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's episode. But in about 24 hours, a brand new episode will come out. And I think you will enjoy tomorrow's topic. So please join me very soon. Let's keep practicing our listening skills. Guys, it's a pleasure having all of you listen to my podcast as always. And peace.